现在是读经的时间，我们今天要读的经文是彼得前书第一章三到五节。弟兄姐妹请打开圣经或是看后面的屏幕。彼得前书第一章三到五节，请听神的话。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能毁坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这样因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能看见得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。读经完毕，请大家谨记神的话。
弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
今天应该是喜乐的一天。
It's a joyous day today.
因为我们的主耶稣基督
Because our Lord Jesus Christ
为我们在死里复活了
has resurrected from the dead.
今天呢，我还有一个喜乐的事情。
I also have a very happy thing to share with you.
就是我们非常好的一位的同工今天在这里一同的在这里来服侍。
So I have this very, very great pastor sitting next to me.
谢谢你。今天是
Today is
复活节
Easter Sunday.
我们呢不能只停留在星期五，耶稣为我们死在了十字架上。
We cannot just stay on the Friday where Christ died for us on the cross.
星期五不是句号。
Friday is not the end.
还有我们的今天。
And we have today.
七天的头一天。
The beginning of the week.
我们的主呢为我们复活了。
And our Lord has resurrected for us.
刚才敬拜的时候呢，我抬头就看我背后的十字架。
When we were worshiping, I was looking at the cross.
我们的背后十字架，有没有我们的主耶稣基督在上面？
So look at the cross, is Jesus still on the cross?
没有。
No.
所以呢，就像我们传统的，今天我们基督徒见面彼此的问候要说什么？
So today when we, as we greet one another, what should we say to each other?
该说哈利路亚，我们的主真的复活了。
We need to say hallelujah, our Lord has indeed risen.
今天呢，就跟大家一起来思想我们的主的复活。
Let us continue to reflect on the resurrection of our Lord today.
那我们先祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们来感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
For 我们知道您爱我们。
We know you love us.
您爱我们爱到了一定的程度。
You love us to that depth.
您让您的儿子来到这个世界上。
And you sent your only son to this earth.
为我们死了。
To die for us.
为我们钉在了十字架上。
To be nailed onto the cross.
三天以后又复活了。
And after 3 days he has resurrected.
让我们得到永远的盼望。
So that we can have that eternal life.
For 我们来感谢你。
We thank you, Father.
我们今天
So today,
今天就求您的灵在我们这里。
So may your Spirit of God comes upon us.
让我们来明白您的复活。
So we can understand your resurrection.
您的心意。
Your heart.
您的恩典。
Your grace.
把我们交托在你的手中。
We put ourselves into your hands.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
今天早上呢，我读了一篇的文章。
So this morning I read this particular article.
是讲的今天的一个主日的祷告文。
It's about a prayer that we pray today on Sunday.
我非常阿们，所以读给大家。
It really touched me, so I want to share with you.
感谢主。
I praise God.
我们的信仰不是由死人建立。
Our faith is not built on a dead person.
更不是建立在死人上面的信仰。
We are not a dead faith.
赞美主。
Praise God.
我们的信仰是由死而复活的基督建立。
Our faith is built upon the Christ that was from dead to resurrected.
而是建立在这位死而复活的基督之上的信仰。
It is a faith that is being built upon a Christ that has resurrected.
大家阿们吗？
Do we say amen to that?
在今天的世界上呢？
In today's world,
有三大的宗教。
There are three religions.
只有我们的基督教。
only for us Christianity.
讲我们的主复活了。
And we talk about our God being resurrected.
这三大宗教呢是佛教。
And we have Buddhism.
基督教。
Christianity.
还有伊斯兰教。
And also Islam.
你知道佛教的创立者是谁？
You know who started the Buddhism?
是释迦摩尼。
Is 释迦摩尼。
释迦摩尼。
Yeah.
释迦摩尼。他从来没有宣称自己是神。
He never said that he is God.
你知道那个佛，他的意思是什么吗？
Do you know what the word that Buddha means?
如果按他的意义来讲，
According to that word's meaning,
他是讲智者和觉者。
It's about the guy of wisdom and the guy who abandoned everything.
有时呢，也是在讲的释迦摩尼。
Let's talk about that guy.
说释迦摩尼是智者和觉者。
He's the guy who abandoned all, but he's a wise person.
他说他知道真理，明白了真理。
He said he understands the ultimate truth.
但是他自己从来没说他就是真理。
But he never said he is the truth.
所以佛教不需要有复活。
Therefore, for Buddhism, we don't talk about resurrection.
伊斯兰教。
Now, Islam.
创立呢，是穆罕默德。
Who started that? Muhammad.
他自己认为自己是什么？
Who does he say he is?
他自己认为自己是先知。
He said he's a prophet.
是使者。
He's the one who's being sent, the messenger.
对，他也不是说自己是神。
He didn't say he's God.
但是我们的主耶稣基督。
But how about our Jesus Christ?
他自己宣称他是神。
He said, I am the living God.
他说我是复活。
He said, I am the resurrection.
我是生命。
And the life.
所以我们的主。
So our God.
是在这些宗教中
He is amongst all these religions
是唯一复活的主
He is the only resurrected God
我们的主是必须要复活的
And our Lord needs to be resurrected
因为他掌管着生命
Because he reigns over life
他是神
He is God
也是神的预言
He is also the prophecy of God
在保罗呢讲到耶稣复活的时候呢
When Paul talks about the resurrection of Jesus,
他说了一句话
he said,
他说我当日所领受的又传给你们的
he said, whatever I've received now, I share with you all.
第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了而且埋葬了
So the first thing is, according to the Jesus Christ, he went into death for us and he was buried.
又照圣经所说第三天复活了
And after 3 days, he was resurrected.
这里边有两第一个讲到他说按着圣经所说第一次说到按圣经所说
And he said first time the thing is he is according to scriptures
在短短的一节里后边又说又照着圣经所说
And at the end of that verse it says according to scriptures again
所以保罗呢在这里说的是什么
So what is Paul saying?
他说耶稣的复活
He's saying the resurrection of Jesus
是在旧约中是有预言的
It's being prophesied in the Old Testament
因为在保罗的当初的年代他所说的圣经是指的旧约圣经所讲的
Because at that time, according to Paul in his time, when he said scripture, it means the Old Testament to us.
当时呢新约还没有存在
At that time, we didn't have the New Testament, of course.
他说耶稣的复活
So he said the resurrection of Jesus
是按着旧约神所说的预言那么去实践
It's according to the prophetic scripture that God already foretold many years ago.
就像诗篇十六篇第十节说
Psalm 16 it says,
他说因为你必不将我的灵魂撒在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
There it says, because you have not cast my soul to Sheol among the dead, or allow your holy one to rot in the grave.
在以下亚书的二十五章八节
In Isaiah 25
他也说他已经吞灭死亡直到永远
He has already taken upon death until eternity
耶稣的复活是旧约的预言
The resurrection of Jesus is pointed by the prophecies in the Old Testament
不但是旧约的预言
Not just a prophecy in the Old Testament
而且也是耶稣自己在这世上亲自所预言的
He also prophesied about himself
对我看了马太福音
So I looked at Matthew in the gospel
就在马太福音里
In Matthew
耶稣被钉在十字架之前
right before he went on the cross,
他就有四次预言自己的复活。
There was four times when he prophesied about his own death and resurrection.
所以呢，耶稣的复活是圣经中的预言。
Therefore, the resurrection of Christ is being prophesied by scriptures.
不但是旧约的，也是新约的。
Not just in the Old Testament, also in the New Testament.
那以赛亚中，以赛亚书呢？
In the book of Isaiah.
这段话呢，在我自己读这个以赛亚书的时候呢，对我有很大的触动。
And this part of scripture really touched me.
他说：“怎么知道？”神说：“怎么知道我和别的神有区别？我是真的神。”
He said, "How can you tell the difference between me and the other gods? And how can you tell I am the real one?"
那么以赛亚书四十六章十节
，There in Isaiah chapter 46 verse 10,
他说：“我从起初就指明末后的事。”
It says, only I can tell you the future before it even happens.
从古时言明未成的事。
From the old, I will show you the future.
所以神说的事情一定要成就。
So whatever God says, it will always come to pass.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
那么我们知道呢？
So what we know?
在圣经中。
In the Bible?
有三百多处预言耶稣的生和耶稣的死。
There's over 300 portions where it talks about the birth and the death of Jesus.
我记得非常清楚的。
I remember clearly.
美国呢有一个数学家的基督徒。
And there is a scientist in the States who's a Christian.
他说不说这个三百处的预言全部的实现，它的概率是多少？
So the probability of all these prophecies coming to pass together, what is that?
他说就是把其中的八项拿出来。
He said taking out that whatever.
八项，里头的八个，对对 ，eight.
Oh, the eight.
对，八项拿出来，它的概率是多少？
What is the probability?
他说就是一个天文数字。
It's an astronomical number.
对，他说有一个比喻啊。
It's like this, parable.
对，把那个一分钱的硬币。
So you take a penny.
如果把加州全部就排满了，就一个一个的挨在一起，可以排一米高的话。
So you scattered all these pennies across the whole of California and with 1 meter depth.
如果从中间拿出一个硬币，就是做了一个记号硬币，就一颗做记号拿出来，就是这颗硬币。
So you make a sign on one of them, you throw it in, and you pick it up, and say, "That's the one I put a sign on."
这个预言实现的概率就是那么的低。
That's the probability of all these prophecies coming to pass together.
所以我们的主的复活。
So the resurrection of our Lord.
就是刚才父母是在刚才的时候就说的，是有计划的。
Pastor Stephen just said there is a plan behind it.
是在神的大能之下的。
It's the Almighty plan of God.
因为让我们知道。
For us to know,
对，我们的主是神。
Our Lord is indeed God.
那我们今天呢，就来用彼得前书的一章三到五节来思想。
So let us look at 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 to 5 today.
我们的主耶稣基督的复活。
The resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
那刚才弟兄呢，给我们读过。
Right now, the brother has just read to us.
那我们现在再慢慢的再思想一遍。
Let us reflect on it very slowly.
彼得前书一章三到五节。
First Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 5.
他说：“愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。”
It says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ."
他曾照自己的大怜悯
，In His great mercy,
即耶稣基督从死里复活。
He has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
重生了我们
giving us a new birth.
叫我们有活泼的盼望
and giving us a living hope.
在这里头讲了第一件的事情
This is the first thing that we need to understand.
就是主的复活
It is the resurrection of Jesus.
我们主的复活
The resurrection of our Lord.
那么容易相信吗
Is it easy to believe?
容易不容易
Is it easy or not?
这里有另外的一节经文
There's another verse here
马太福音
Matthew
28章的8到9节
Chapter 28 verse 8 to 9
他说妇女们就急忙离开坟墓
It says about the women hurried away from the tomb.
又害怕。
Afraid.
又大大的欢喜。
But also filled with joy.
跑去要报给他们的门徒。他的门徒。
They want to go share the news with their disciples.
忽然耶稣遇见他们说。
Suddenly Jesus met them and said.
愿你们平安。
Greetings, may peace be with you.
他们就上前抱住他的腿。抱住他的脚拜他。
So these women just went on to him, fell down, collapsed onto his feet, and started worshiping him.
这是在马太福音的第二十八章八到九节。
This is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 8 to 9.
大家想没有
？Let's think.
耶稣在他被钉十字架之前，多次预言自己的死。
Now before Christ went on the cross, he has prophesied about his death number of times.
预言自己的复活。
He talked about his resurrection.
他们这些他的门徒跟他在一起的有三年之久的这些人是不是已经很多次听到了
These people who followed him, who were with him daily, have they heard about this many times already?
但是你像这些妇女她说知道看到了她是怎么表现先害怕
So look at these women, but when they see the real thing happening, what was their reaction? They were afraid.
她说不光是这些的妇女
Not just the women.
妇女可能是这种小信也好啊，或者怎么样，他害怕。
Well, maybe they had little faith, that's why they were afraid.
那其他的人呢
？About the other people.
在这个路加福音二十四章
，In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24,
还讲到了其他人。
Also talk about other people.
然后第八章第八节二十四章第八节路加福音，他们呢就想起耶稣的话来，就回去把这一切事情呢告诉十一个的使徒和其他的人。
So what happened was a story of how the women went back and told the other 11 disciples.
第十一节，他们这些话，使徒以为怎么样？
Verse 11, what does it say?
圣经说，以为是胡言。
The disciples, when they heard, they thought it was just baloney.
就不相信。
They didn't believe them.
在下边，彼得。
And then Peter.
后来描述他心里稀奇，奇怪。
His heart was like wondering, pondering.
这些所成的事
How these things could have happened.
后来呢耶稣在耶路撒冷显现在三十六节
And then verse 36 it talks about Jesus appearing in Jerusalem.
他说正说这话的时候耶稣亲自站在他们中间这是主复活了之后站在他们的中间
And it's about after the Lord resurrected, so when they were in the midst, suddenly Jesus appeared in front of them.
站在这些他的门徒的中间他自己就问候了一声
And so when he was amidst his disciples, he greeted them.
但是他们的反应是什么
And look at how they responded.
他们却反应是怎么样他们却惊慌害怕。
And they were very afraid.
对这些门徒
The disciples.
跟他们待了那么久跟主耶稣有三年之久。
They were together with Jesus for 24/7 for 3 years.
听过主耶稣亲自的说他的复活。
They've heard about him talking about resurrection a number of times.
但是他们所表现出来的是什么
？But how did they respond when the real thing happened?
是不信。
And unbelief.
是吃惊。
They were worried, surprised.
是一种的犹豫的状况。
They were doubting.
一种的惊吓。
They were afraid.
为什么
？Why?
这些人。会看到复活的主，他们一种的不信。
Why, when they see the resurrected Lord, they would have that kind of unbelief in them?
为什么
？Why?
在马太福音十二章三十九节
，Matthew chapter 12 verse 39,
讲到了文士呢和法利赛人。
Talk about the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
你知道当时这些人是在挑战耶稣的。
You know they were the ones who kept challenging Jesus.
他就来到耶稣的面前。
So they come to the Lord.
说让他显一个神迹。
So they do as a miracle.
耶稣怎么回答
？And what did Jesus said?
耶稣说。
And Jesus said.
他说一个邪恶淫乱的世代求看神迹。
Only an evil and adulterous generation would demand a miracle.
除了先知约拿的神迹以外
But the only sign apart from the sign of the prophet Jonah
就再没有神迹了
There was no other signs
大家都知道约拿的故事
And you all know about the story of Jonah, right?
对约拿呢神让他去尼尼微去传讲悔改的道
So the Lord sent Jonah to the city of Nineveh
他呢自己呢因着各种的原因呢没有向东走而是反过来反方向 跑去西
So he didn't want to go so he ran the other opposite direction
就被大鱼呢吞在了肚子里
And a big fish swallowed him
他在大鱼在肚子里头呢约拿呢悔改以后三天以后呢这个大鱼又把他吐了出来
So in the tummy of the big fish he was there for 3 days and 3 nights and he repented and prayed then the fish just spilled him out
那这时候呢约拿呢就顺服神去尼尼微能传讲悔改。
So at that time, Jonah repented and went to the city of Nineveh.
整个尼尼微的人呢都是披麻蒙灰啊悔改。
So everybody at Nineveh repented.
这里讲到了因为这个的 是什么他说约拿的是一个的神迹。
So what did Jesus say? That incident was a sign and miracle of Jonah.
他说耶稣从死里复活也同样是个神迹。
He said, for the Lord being able to resurrect from the dead is also a miracle.
什么叫神迹啊?
What is a miracle?
神迹就是我们生活中以前没有体验过的。
It's something that is beyond our natural experience.
我们不能理解的这件事情发生了。
We cannot comprehend why it happened.
所以呢耶稣这个的神迹我们不理解他的门徒不理解是很正常的。
So for this kind of miracle for the disciples not to understand, it's normal actually.
因为我们人有一个这样的倾向。
Because we have this kind of understanding.
总是用我们的经验。
We took our experience.
用我们现有的知识。
To our limited knowledge.
来衡量呢我们看到的发生的一切的事情。
To measure the depth of the things that we see.
有很多的神迹
Many miracles
在我们的生活中
in our daily lives
我们去犹豫
and we doubt
有时候我们看不见
sometimes we don't even see it
比如我们生活这个宇宙
for example this universe that we live in
就是神的一个的神迹的工作
that is a miraculous work of God
而现在呢我跟马慧君传道呢一起的跟他呢带从怀疑到信仰
so I just right now I partner with Pastor Mark in the Sunday school course
里头有一课讲到了神创造奇这个世界的这个奇妙。
It talks about the wonders of the creation of the earth.
他说这个地球和太阳之间。
It says about the distance between the earth and the sun.
其实呢，如果是让我们神人的存在呢，远了也不行，近了也不行。
So this distance has to be just right. Too far, too close is not going to work.
近了呢，就怎么样？太热。
If it's too close, the sun is too close.We're going to all die of heat.
远了呢就太冷。
If it's too far, then we're going to die of frozen, freeze.
地球的自转和公转。
The way that it's being, the earth turned around.
差一点点都不行。
Just a little bit off the degree, we're doomed.
这个整个的宇宙是那么的奇妙。
Everything is such wondrous creation.
但是我们生活在这个的奇妙的宇宙之中。
But as we live in this amazing universe,
我们常常呢都习以为常了
and we just think it's just that's the way it is
对不以为它是一种的神迹
we don't think it's a miracle
那么爱因斯坦说过一句话
and Einstein once said
他说我们用尽人类最高的智慧
we use the greatest highest with human wisdom
都不能研究透的这种宇宙的规律
even with that kind of wisdom we cannot fully comprehend the systematic way of the universe
他在背后一定有一个更大的智慧。
Behind that, there must be a much greater wisdom in there.
这是一个神迹。
That's a miracle.
我们的主复活也是一个的神迹。
Our Lord resurrected is also a miracle.
我记得我们有个老的顾问牧师叫做麦西珍牧师。
We have a consulting pastor, Pastor Reverend Hagen Mack.
他说呢，他自己信主的一个最大的阻碍。
He said, one of the way that really prevented him from knowing the Lord,
他就说很难相信主的复活。
He said, it's very hard for him to understand the resurrected Lord.
他说有一次呢，神就借着他的一个的旅行，
解
决了他的问题。
One time, God helped him through one of the journeys he took.
他说有一次呢，跟着一个宣教士在坐火车。
He said he was on this train ride with a missionary.
然后你知道中国的以前的火车都是那种绿皮火车不是现在这个高速了
So you remember those old green trains that China used to have?
现在的高速呢说做了过一个实验拿个笔啊都可以立在那个火车上边
Now I mean so fast you can have a pen just stand on those kind of train rides
但是那阵的绿皮火车呢，你知道那个咣当咣咣咣咣咣咣。
You know, and those times, those ones that keep rocking and rocking and rocking, right?
那么那个宣教士坐他对面。
So the missionary is sitting on the other side of him.
就问他一个问题。
And he asked him.
他说：“你相信我可以把这根笔立在这火车的桌子上吗
？”So he said, "Do you think I can have this pen stand up on the seat of this train?"
麦西珍牧师呢？就想了很久很久。
So Reverend Mac kept thinking and thinking for a long time.
他自己也试了很多的遍。
And he tried himself.
那个笔呢，就不能立在那个桌子上面。
Of course, the pen cannot stand upright.
他自己就认输了，他就跟那个宣教士说，没办法。
So he said, "No, no, no, it doesn't work."
那个宣教士说，那我演给你看。
So the missionary said, "Let me do it for you."
很容易的。
Oh, that's easy.
然后那宣教士呢，就拿着那杆笔，握着笔。
So he hold on to the pen,
bang, 就放在桌子上
boom, put it there.
他说：“你看，立住了吗
？See, it's standing upright, right?
这一刻
，That's the lesson.
麦牧师就明白了
，and he understood.
他说：如果有神大能的手
，if there's a mighty hand of God,
一切的不可能都是可能
，everything impossible becomes possible.
因为有个大能的神在那里做工。”
Because there is this Almighty God who is working in there.
我们虽然有的时候很难相信。
Sometimes it's hard for us to believe.
但是在神的大能之下。
But in the mighty presence of God.
一切都是可能。
Everything is possible.
还有我们不管我们真的理解不理解。
So whether we understand or not.
我们主的复活都是一个不可争议的事实。
The resurrection of our Lord is something that cannot be argued.
今天早上呢，因为现在是复活节，大家转发的都是复活节的帖子。
So this morning, you know how we always send our greetings through WeChat, the Easter greetings.
有一个弟兄姊妹，我忘了是谁了，转发一个帖子。
So somebody sent me a chat.
说主复活呢是有铁的证据的。
And so he said, the resurrection of the Lord, there is a hard case proof.
说一共有七个耶稣复活的证据。
There's seven proof that tells us that it's real, the resurrection of Jesus.
那我今天呢，跟大家一起分享呢，只分享里边的一个。
Let me just share with you one of them.
就是耶稣基督的复活。
It's about the resurrection of Jesus.
真的是在我们的生命中，在他门徒的生命中，可以做彻底改变的工作。
This resurrection brings a huge transformation not just to the lives of disciples, but also to us.
就像有个诗歌唱的
，There's this hymn that we sing.
我们怎么知道我们的主复活了
？How do we know that our Lord is resurrected, is alive?
因为他活在我们的心中。
Because he's alive in our hearts.
我们知道。
We know.
我们从这个历史上来看
from the historical point of view,
从圣经中我们来看
from the scriptures we see,
有人说这个圣经的宝贵之处啊
and people said this is what's so precious about scripture,
它的真实
it's real, it's true,
它可以把一切原原本本的写出来
it can just share with you the truth,
所以我们的基督徒呢真的宝贵的也是真实
so for us Christians, this is a very precious
我们彼此之间呢可以敞开我们自己在神的面前呢，我们可以完全的敞开。
That's why we can always open up ourselves before one another.
这里边写了基督的十二个的门徒。
Let's talk about the 11 disciples of Jesus.
我们想，我们的主从天上来，他要拣选十二个门徒，完成他整个的这种叫做大业也好。
So our Lord came on earth and he picked 12 people to carry on his work.
如果是按我们的想象，他会选择什么样的人
？So if I were him, who would the people I pick?
是不是可以选择那些宗教的领袖
Maybe I'm going to choose those religious leaders.
选择那些当时被认为敬虔的法利赛人呢
Maybe those people who are highly respected, the Pharisees.
或者选择那些有财富的能够帮助他的
Or maybe those very rich people who have those money resources.
但是耶稣来并没有选择这些的人做他的门徒
But Christ didn't even pick any of those people as his disciples.
他选了十二个门徒，都是什么样的人呢
？He picked who those 12 people.
都是当时社会认为的下等人。
They are all the lowly casted people of society.
有什么打鱼的
？All the fishermen.
你知道呢？就打鱼的那种，在社会中去打鱼的那些人。
If you are just a fisherman, you're a fisherman.
对，还有收税的。
The tax collectors.
收税的不是我们今天认为在税务局工作多么的荣耀。
Not those glorious CRA people we see today, okay?
对，当时这些收税的。
Those kind of tax collectors.
就像我们认为是那个汉奸似的，是帮着罗马人干事，是被犹太人那种恨。
There are those traitors who work for the Roman government.
还有什么叫分锐党人
？Also, those people who belongs to the revolutionary gangs.
对，这个分锐党人呢，就是那种叫现在我们叫暴力集团。
Those are the terrorists.
对，这就选择了这样的十二个人。
These 11 people.
那这十二个人都是什么样的人
？Who are these 12 people？
在圣经中记载，里头有个最好的。
And the scripture said, "Well, there's one good person there."
叫彼得。
His name is Peter.
对，彼得呢，还有三次的不认主。
But then he denied Christ three times.
为什么说彼得最好啊
？Why do I say he's the best？
当耶稣被抓
，When Christ was caught，
带到大祭司的院子受审的时候
，Brought before the high priest for judgment。
别的都跑掉了
Everybody just fled.
只有彼得跟了过去
Only Peter followed quietly.
那么还有一个人跟进去
And also there's another one who followed.
大家知道是谁吗
You know who that is?
就是约翰
It's John.
但是约翰呢只在约翰福音里自己写的约翰福音里有他
But only in the book of Gospel of John he only mentioned that it was him who followed.
但他也说的肯定是事实
But he must be telling the truth.
我在想呢，别的福音书没记，可能是因为他在一个远远的角落里。
How come the other gospel didn't mention about John? Maybe he just quietly, secretly followed. Nobody ever knew.
神呢，就是拣选的这样的人。
These are the people that Christ picked.
啊，最好的是彼得，他最坏的是谁
？So who's the worst?
这里头还有一个选择的卖他的犹大。
There was the one who really betrayed him, Judas.
对啊，你看选择来选择去，还有个卖他的人。
You know, he picked the betrayer.
耶稣呢就选择了这么一个十二个的门徒。
This is the people that he chose.
耶稣呢就用这样的门徒。
And these are the people, the qualities of men that he used.
来完成他的工作。
To complete his work.
啊，在这里呢，突然间我想到了一件事情。
Suddenly I began to think.
我是2007年去读神学的。
In the year 2007, I started going into seminary.
在读神学之前呢。
Before entering seminary,
有很多很多的挣扎
I had a lot of struggles.
里头一个最大的挣扎
What was the biggest struggle I had?
就是感觉自己那种不配
I was not worthy.
就是我这种的人
Me, this kind of person?
怎么可能来侍奉神
How can I go serve God?
怎么可能来到这个为神做这样的工作
How can I just go do his ministry?
当时非常挣扎的一段的时间。
It was very, very struggling for me.
然后呢，我就去找我们当时的牧师和师母来聊。
So I talked to my pastor and pastor's wife at that time.
有句话呢，真的是很鼓励我。
So there was something that was being said that really encouraged me.
当时的师母呢，跟我说了这样一句话。
At that time, the pastor's wife said.
她说：“你侍奉，以为是你能吗
？”When you go minister, do you think it's because of what you can do?
他说不是
，No，
不是你能侍奉他
，It's not about you being able to serve God，
而是神要用你来侍奉他
，It's God using you to serve Him。
所以呢，其实也是对大家的一个鼓励。
So I want to encourage you all too。
如果神可以用我
，If God can use me，
神也可以用在座的每一位的弟兄姊妹。
He can also use everyone here，
因为是神要用你
，Because it's God who's going to use you。
其实神呢就拣选了他那个十二个门徒
，and so Jesus picked these 12 disciples，
就是那些软弱的
，the weaklings，
动摇的
，who doubts all the time，
在主遇到苦难的时候，就是分散四散逃走的
，so when the trials and tribulations come， they just flee away，
而且是回去重操旧业去打鱼去了
，and went back to their old occupation to be fishermen，
但是你知道最后这些人。是怎么样吗
？But what happened to these people? Do you know their ending?
就是这些人最后成了殉道者。
They all became martyrs.
成就了我们今天的一个的群体，信仰的群体。
Form the community that we belong to right now.
刚才说彼得三次不认主。
We just talk about Jesus. I mean, Peter who denied Christ three times.
但是彼得最后的时候
，At the end, Peter
在罗马殉道。
He died in Rome as a martyr.
那么罗马人呢，要把他呢钉在十字架上，跟他的主一样。
People were going to nail him to the cross just like Jesus.
但是彼得说
，And Peter said,
他说我不配跟主一样钉在十字架上。
I'm not worthy to be like my Christ who was nailed to the cross.
他要求那些行刑者呢，把他倒过来，倒钉在十字架上。
So they told those prosecutors, turn me upside down.
这些跟随主的门徒
，These disciples who followed Christ.
最后都是为主殉道。
They all became martyrs.
除了一个约翰
except John,
还是流放在了拔摩岛
who was sent to exile to the island of Patmos.
就是这些胆小的人
these people who are weak in faith,
动摇的人
doubters,
但是最后愿意为主殉道
at the end they were willing to die for Christ,
愿意面对这些的死亡
they were able to face death,
没有退缩
didn't retreat.
只有一件事情可以说明
This just tells us one thing.
就是他们真正的见过了复活的主。
It's because they have really, truly seen the resurrected Lord.
所以今天就用这一个事实跟大家来思想。
So I just want to have you guys reflect on one thing today.
主的复活
The resurrection of Jesus
是个实实在在的真实的存在
It's a true reality that really happened.
我们的主的复活
The resurrection of our Lord
就像刚才我们马太福音刚才读的那句话
Just as what we just read in the Gospel of Matthew
他说妇女们就急忙离开坟墓又害怕又大大的欢喜
So the women hurried away from the tomb afraid yet filled with joy
要报给他的门徒
and ran to tell his disciples
忽然遇见了他们说愿你们平安他们就上去抱住他的脚拜他
So when Jesus met them and said peace be with you they came upon him clasped on his feet and worshipped him
你知道这个拜
This worship.
犹太人只拜谁
What do the Jews only worship?
我不像我们中国
It's not like us Chinese people.
对对文这个民间的一些的宗教传统
Those are the cultural religions we have.
犹太人只拜神
Jewish people, they only worship God.
在这里呢
So here.
也是告诉我们
Also tells us.
我们的主耶稣基督
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
是神
He is God.
耶稣呢，用他的复活
He used his resurrection.
也宣告了我是
He's also declaring that he is the living God.
就像当初亚伯拉罕问神，他说：“你让我带领你的民出埃及的时候，别人要问你是谁，神怎么回答他们
？”Just as in the times of Abraham when he asked God who he is, and what did God reply?
对，神回答说 ：“I am who I am.
And God says, 我是就是我。”
是我就是我是
I am
神用复活耶稣基督用他的复活也宣告我就是
Through his own resurrection Jesus also declared I am the living God
后边就没有了
That's
我是
it. I am
因为如果后边有的话
Because if there's something behind that
就限制了我们了解他的丰富
it truncates our ability to understand the richness of who God is
如果说我是
If it says I am
因为我们经历他一切的丰富都在这些不可以用语言描述的描述里
Because all the richness of how we experience it cannot be expressed by words
因为耶稣是神
Because God, Jesus is God
他来证明复活证明他是神也是给了我们极大的一种的安慰
It also gives us a great encouragement
因为这位神是爱我们
Because this God loves us
因为我们更懂得他的怜悯
Because we understand his mercy.
就像我们今天读的彼得前书他说照着他自己的大怜悯
Just as we read in 1 Peter today, according to his rich mercy.
我们要知道神的伟大
We need to know the mighty God.
我们就知道他的怜悯有多大
And we know how the depth of his mercy.
他对我们的爱有多大
And his love for us.
我们现在人类呢探索宇宙
So that's where we look into the universe.
说我们现在能够了解的
What we can really understand.
在宇宙中有两亿个银河系
Maybe there's actually over 20 million, 2 billion galaxies.
这整个的银河系就是这个银河系说有多少有两亿颗的恒星
And in every single galaxy, there's over 2 billion solar systems.
可以想象这个宇宙
Can you imagine this universe?
就是那么一个宏大宇宙的创造者
And the creator above this whole universe
竟然的爱我们
And he loved us.
竟然的为我们死。
And he dies for us.
为我们复活。
And resurrects for us.
所以我们理解复活。
So when we understand resurrection,
用我们的理智。
Just using our own logic.
用我们的思想。
Our own mindset thinking.
有时候是很难去真正的明白。
It's really hard to comprehend.
但是它确确实实是一个的事实。
But that is indeed truly a reality, truth.
是神的一个的宣告。
It's a declaration of God.
所以这里头呢，第一件事情让我们理解神的复活，耶稣的复活。
So the first thing to understand about the resurrection of Jesus.
在今天经文里头呢，我们看第二个。
Let's look at the other scripture.
他说他曾按自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。
And according to His great mercy, He has given us new birth.
前面讲到了耶稣基督的复活。
Talk about the resurrection of Jesus.
紧接着呢，讲到了我们的重生。
And talk about our new birth.
我们在主里边重生的人。
For us who have new birth in Jesus.
那是什么样一个的人呢？
What kind of people is that?
我们看几节的经文前后的。
Let's read a couple of verses.
他说在重生了我们，第三节，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
To give us a new living hope.
还有呢，在第六节。
Verse 6.
他说你们大有喜乐。
You guys have great joy.
但后面有一个，他说但如今在百般的试炼中暂时的忧愁。
But even in the great amidst great trials and sufferings that you guys have misery.
但呢，可以理解为呢，虽然。
But.
他说虽然呢，我们现在有忧愁，但是你们要有大喜乐。
But then even in this kind of great misery, you can still have that great joy.
第八节呢？
Verse 8.
后边也说你们虽然没有见过他却是爱他如今虽不得看见却因信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
He said, you love him even though you have not even seen him. Though you do not see him now, you trust him and you rejoice with a glorious and inexpressible joy.
后边还有的一些的经文。
There's also many verses.
讲到了恩惠平安多多的要加给。这些重生的人。
It talks about the love, the peace, the rest that is being given to us.
很多讲到了要把喜乐、平安加给我们。
To give us joy and peace.
在耶稣的复活里重生的我们。
For those of us who are rebirthed through the resurrection of Jesus.
神给我们的恩典。
The grace that God gives us.
就是让我们有喜乐和平安。
To give us peace and joy.
所以我们要知道主的复活。
So we need to know the resurrection of Jesus.
我们的喜乐平安从哪而来？
Where does that joy and peace come from?
这里有几点。
There's a couple of things I want to share with you.
第一点。
First thing.
我们不再惧怕死亡。
We don't have to be afraid of death.
在这世界上呢，有很多的不公平。
There's a lot of injustice in this world.
但是有一点非常的公平。
But something is very, very fair.
不管你多么的富有
No matter how rich you are
多么的贫穷
How poor you are
多么的有才能
How good you are
还是自己的平庸
Maybe you're just so-so average
不管自己的智慧
Maybe you're very wise
还是愚钝
Or really stupid
有一件事情非常的公平
Something is very, very fair
是什么
What is that?
每个人都会面对死亡
You're going to face death
我在去年
last year
然后我就回国了一段的时间一个月探亲
I went back home to mainland China to see my family
那见到以前的一个的同事
So I met a colleague from before
见到这个同事呢跟我聊天聊得非常好还喜乐满怀啊
So we're having a conversation and really enjoying ourselves
因为事业有成
Because you know, we haven't met each other for a long time
对几年前呢自己的企业呢上市了
And talk about the company I used to work with. They went got an IPO.
拥有财富啊，名声啊，等等这一切的事情。
So because he got a lot of stock options, so he's rich and he's famous.
说的高高兴兴的，说到半截，突然间
，And suddenly he said,
那笑容没了
，And the smile just disappeared.
他说：“你知道吗
？”He said, "Do you know?"
你知道我现在最怕什么
？You know what I'm so afraid of?
他说：“我现在就怕一样
，I'm only afraid of one thing.
怕死
，death.”
知道吗？这一个的死亡
this death we talk about.
其实捆锁了很多我们。
Put a lot of people in bondage.
那施瓦辛格呢？前不久做了一个手术。
And we had an operation.
对，心脏的一个手术。
It was a heart surgery.
他手术完了以后，睁开眼说的第一句话。
So after the surgery, when he opened his eyes, the first thing he said.
说了一句很经典的台词。
It was a very, very to the point.
我总算回来了。
I've come back.
知道吗？
You know?
有一个作者
This is an author.
他说死亡呢就像一片的黑暗。
Death is like totally pitch black darkness.
他说主的复活就像一盏的明灯。
He said the resurrection of Jesus is like that very bright light.
在死亡黑暗的海洋里。
In that mass sea of darkness.
看到了这盏的航标灯。
And suddenly you saw that bright light.
我们就有了希望，就有了盼望。
And I have that hope now.
我们不再为死亡所捆绑。
We're not being put into bondage by death anymore.
我们不再为死亡所困住。
We are not being put into bondage by it.
我看了我们弟兄姊妹的有一篇的见证。
So I saw one of the testimonies that you guys wrote.
他深深触动他的。
And whatever has really moved his heart.
就是他来到北美以后看的基督徒的那种的葬礼。
And when he comes to North America and he attended the funeral services of Christians,
没有以前看到那种的悲哀。
He didn't see those funerals as what he saw before.
是一种的平静。
It's a calmness.
因为我们的主
Because of our Lord,
用他的复活
in his resurrection,
来告诉我们他已经胜过了死亡。
He tells us he has overcome death.
第二点呢
Second thing.
让我们明白了苦难。
Also helps us understand suffering.
有的时候
Sometimes,
我们在这个世界上
In this world,
如果只是这个世界是短短的这个一生就短短的那么一生
If our life is only that certain number of years,
我们的苦难就是苦难
Then our suffering is indeed suffering.
但是我们要知道我们的生命可以有永恒的话
But if you know that our life is actually can enter into eternity,
那我们今天所遇到的苦难
so the suffering that we have, the trials we have,
就有了永恒的意义
then there's an eternal meaning to it.
就像我们对孩子
just like what we see with our kids.
有的孩子可能有些的苦难
so we have trials when you have kids.
有些的难处
sometimes it's not easy.
但是我们知道呢，这些难处是对他有好处。
But we know all these difficulties is good for the upbringing for them.
所以我们如果知道我们的生命不只在于今世
，So when we know our life is more than just what we see now，
如果有永恒的话
，And there's eternal value，
就知道我们今天所面对的这些难处。
So we see the trials that we face today，
能去理解它
，And we can understand it better。
那我们也知道呢。
And then we know,
因为主的复活让我们在一切上面有了盼望
Because of the resurrection of the Lord, we have that hope in everything.
因为主可以从死里复活
Because Christ can rise up from the dead.
神有这样的大能
He has a mighty power.
今天就给了我们一切的希望
And gave us all kind of hope.
我们有的时候呢
Sometimes,
认为我们可能有时候一种的关系处在一种死亡的状态
We have this kind of relationship that put us into this kind of way of thinking.
可能是家庭关系。
Or maybe it's the family relationship.
可能是自己夫妻之间，自己跟孩子之间，自己跟父母之间。
Marital problems, relationship with kids, with our parents.
有可能是弟兄姊妹之间。
Maybe with the brothers and sisters here.
朋友同事之间。
Between your friends or your colleagues.
有的时候是这种关系的。
Is this a relational
一种的问题
problem?
有的时候呢，是自己的事业陷入一种的困境。
Maybe it's your career that have come to being stuck.
不知道呢，自己该怎么去走。
You don't understand how to move on.
一种的困境。
You're being trapped.
有的时候呢，是自己身体的一种的状况。
Maybe it's because of your physical health.
有的时候我们知道都没有了希望。
And we have lost hope.
没有了盼望。
No hope.
但是我们的主的复活。
The resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
让我们知道
Help us to understand.
在任何的状态下，神都给了我们盼望。
In any kinds of walks, that we do have that hope.
都给了我们希望。
We have that hope.
这就是神给我们。
This is what God gives us.
神的复活还让我们知道。
It also tells us.
我们真正生命的意义。
The true meaning of our life.
我们以前可能有我们各种的一种的自己的打算方向。
Maybe we plan our life in whatever ways.
对，就像我以前跟大家分享的。
Just like what I shared with you.
我从小成长起来呢。
When I was a kid.
就一直梦想成家。
I want to get married.
这个不，不是 married。
成家吗？
不是 married， 对，成那个专家的家，那个
哦、
这个成名那个家。
Be a professional。
对，成家。那小时呢，想当科学家。
I want to be a scientist.
对，后来呢，上大学想当政治家。
And I want to be a politician.
大学毕业以后呢，又想当什么呢？当什么企业家
？I want to be a CEO.
真正在我信主之后
，After I accepted Christ，
我才明白
，And then I understood
神给我生命的意义
，And the real meaning of life
和目的是什么
？And what's the purpose？
当时我还没有信主。
I didn't know the Christ.
我跟大家分享到过多少次，有一个弟兄来挑战我说：“像你这种人，神就没有要你。”
And a brother said, "With this kind of person like you, God doesn't even want you."
那我回答他几句话。
So I replied back to him.
他说：“如果我知道，我跟他说，如果我知道这世界上真的有神
，If I know there is truly a God,
如果我真的知道这个神可以介入我的生命
，If this God can really directly come into my life,
那么。”
And,
我愿意把我的后半生给他。
I really want to give my life to him.
被他所用。
To be used by him.
确实是这样的。
It is indeed like that.
主的复活让我们知道有永生。
The resurrection of the Lord helps us to see there is eternal life.
其实我们以前认为在这世上的一切的。
To know everything in the world.
跟这种永生的意义来比。
Compared to this eternal value.
都变成了粪土。
Just nothing.
应该我们的生命就在这永远的生命之上。
And our life is on this eternal scale of value.
所以呢，神给了我们那么多盼望，因着他的复活。
This is the hope that the Lord gave us.
还有呢，神让我们有一个永远的盼望。
And we have that long eternal hope.
就是在主最后的新天新地里。
So in the new heavens and new earth of Jesus.
让我们的身体得赎。
And our body is being redeemed.
让我们的灵魂得赎。
Our soul is being saved.
也让我们真正是享受神里边那种永远。
For us to enter into eternity, enjoy it.
有一段的经文呢。
There's a scripture passage.
在哦，看不到在哪里了，在启示录。
Oh, in Revelation.
就讲到了我们今后的
Talks about what happens afterwards.
一个神给我们的荣耀
The glory that we receive from God.
让我们没有眼泪
No tears.
没有痛苦
No more pain and suffering.
因为神已经洗净了我们一切的罪
Because Christ has already washed away all our sins.
这是神给我们一个永远的盼望
That's the eternal forever hope that we have.
一个的美好
It's a glorious thing.
所以神在我们的今生给了我们美好的盼望。
So the Lord has given us a very beautiful hope.
也给我们永生有了指望。
And gave us a bidding for our eternal life.
这是第二件。
This is the second thing.
第三件。
The third thing.
我们如何把神的复活和我们的重生连在一起。
How do we connect our the hope with our rebirth?
第五节。
Verse 5.
彼得前书一章的第五节。
First Peter chapter one verse five.
你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人。
For those of you who are through faith are shielded by God's power.
你们这因信。
Because of through faith.
蒙神保守的人。
You're being shielded by God's power.
必能得着神所预备。
You will receive what God has prepared.
到末世要显现的救恩。
The salvational power that is ready to be revealed in the last time.
神的复活是个事实。
It's a fact. Jesus resurrected.
在他复活里的重生有这样的美好。
In the resurrection, there's this beauty in there.
我们如何得到这样的美好
？How do we receive this beautiful thing?
就是让我们来相信。
For us to believe.
来相信他。
To believe in him.
什么叫相信
？What is belief?
希伯来书的十一章十一节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1.
他说：“信就是所望之事的实底。”
For there it says,
"是未见之事的确据。
there it says, for faith is the essence of all our faith.
我们的耶稣。
And the connection of things not seen.
所为我们做的。
What Christ did for us.
我们要相信。
We need to believe.
我们的主爱我们。
Our Lord loves us.
我们的主为了爱我们，让他的独生爱子来到这个世界上。
God loves us so much that he sent his only begotten son to this world.
也为了爱我们，让他的儿子被钉死在十字架上。
Also allow him to be nailed onto the cross.
三天以后，从死里复活。
After 3 days, he's resurrected.
这是神对我们的爱。
That is the love of God.
我们也相信。
We also believe.
我们的罪。
Our sins.
因着我们的信。
Through our faith,
已经被
is already
我们的耶稣基督代赎了
redeemed by love of Jesus Christ.
我们也愿意借着信把我们的生命交托在我们的主耶稣基督手里
And through faith, we give our life to Jesus.
让他成为我们的主
And be our Lord.
我们都看过一个电影
We've seen this movie.
泰坦尼克号
Titanic?
对，泰坦尼克号泰坦尼克号呢是1912年建成的。
It was built in 1912.
4月8号呢是他的处女号。
It was the first journey on April 8th.
他的副总裁
the vice president,
在整个处女航前边有个的仪式。
And it was a ceremony for this first journey they had.
他说他这个泰坦尼克号这船呢
And this is Titanic, this ship.
称它为不沉的一艘的船。
The ship that never sinks.
可以经历各种的伤害。
It can go through any kind of damages.
哇，蛮有信心的在宣告。
So confident.
但是四天以后。
After 4 days later.
晚上的11:40。
In the evening about 11 o'clock.
这个泰坦尼克号就撞到了冰山之上。
And it bumped into the icebergs.
2.5 hours以后，整个船就沉到了海里。
2.5 hours later, the whole thing just sank.
当时船上承载了有多少人
？How many people were on board？
2000多人。
Over 2000。
那有多少人葬身在海洋里
？How many people was buried in the sea？
1517人。
1557 people。
对，1517人。而且这些人里边，很多是社会的精英。
Many of them were professionals, the top cream of the crop.
很多是富有的人。
Were well-off people.
而且其中有差不多1000多人是准备移民到美国去。
Over 1,000 of them were going to immigrate to USA.
有自己生命的感觉是那种的盼望。
They were having that hope of a new life.
但是这些1500个人落在了水中。
But those 1,500 people who were in the water.
问问大家。
I want to ask you.
这些已经在冰冷的水中的人
For these people who were in those icy cold water
他当时在想的是什么
What were they thinking?
是不是还在想在美国大陆上美好的生活
Were they thinking about those beautiful life they're going to have in the States?
还在想自己要从事那种的事业
And the kind of career they're going to build?
还是要挣更多的钱还是怎么样的一种的想法
Maybe how to earn more money?
其实在冰冷的水中
In that icy cold water,
对，我想他们的盼望
I think their hope
就是希望
was to think
能有人能伸出一只手
Maybe one person can give me that rescuing hand
能把他们从这冰冷的水中拉起来
To pull me out of that icy cold water
他们盼望的是自己的得救
They're thinking of their salvation
其实呢，我们的生命呢
For our lives
我们今生的生活
this life we have
也像这个泰坦尼克一样
Just like this Titanic ship.
我们不知道什么时候我们会触礁。
We don't know when we're going to bump into that iceberg.
我们现在所盼望的。
What we hope for.
我们应该得到的。
What we want to receive.
就是神给我们的这份的救恩。
Is that salvation that we all need.
这样的恩典。
The grace.
那我们低头来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们知道
We know that.
你是恩典的神
You're the God of grace.
你是创造宇宙万物的父
You're the creator of the heaven and earth.
但是你爱我们
But you loved us.
你让您的独生爱子来到这个世上
You gave us your only begotten son.
为我们死。
To die for us on the cross.
而且为我们复活。
Also resurrected for us.
让我们看到了希望。
To let us see hope.
让我们真的认识到这是我们唯一的希望。
To let us see that this is the only hope that we ever have.
父啊，我们来感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
今天是您复活的日子。
Today is a resurrection Sunday.
今天是特别的日子。
It's a special day.
父啊，你也让我们可以有这样的一个的选择。
And you gave us this choice.
是不是让我们能够打开我们的心？
To open up our hearts.
能够让我们来接受你成为我们的主。
To receive you as our true Lord.
就像在泰坦尼克号上那些沉在水中的人。
Just those people who came from the Titanic and they were in the waters.
父啊，我们生活的无定。
In our lives.
父啊，我们愿意你来把我们救出这种的苦海。
Come and save us. Pull us from these deep soil waters.
父啊，
Father,
恳求你感动在这里有寻求你朋友的心。
May your presence come upon those who are seeking.
今天是主复活的日子。
It is the resurrection Sunday.
那么我也邀请。
I want to invite.
还没有打开心。
For those who have not opened up their hearts.
接受耶稣基督为救主的。
To receive Christ before.
那我们低着头。
As we bow our heads,
我们把我们的手举起来。
You can raise up your hand.
把我们的手举起来。
To raise up your hand, yes.
因为让我们的主看到。
So for our Lord to see.
把我们知道，把我们手能够举起来，让我们的主看到。
To raise up your hand for our Lord to see.
对，感谢主。
Yes.
对，父啊，就恳求你。
And we beg you, Lord.
你是我们恩典的神。
You are the God of grace.
父啊，我们在这里头，父啊，为我们今天。把我们手举起来的弟兄姊妹向你祈求和祷告。
For those hands were lifted up, I want to pray for them.
父啊，你的恩典就在我们的里边。
Your grace is amidst us.
父啊，就把这永远的福分赐给他们。
May they inherit this forever blessing.
也把这种随时的帮助和盼望赐给他们。
And there's help to be on them forevermore.
父啊，也特别是为了我们在你里边冷却的。
For those of us who have hearts have coldened,
退缩的
have retreated,
不敢永远勇敢向前的
for those of us who don't want to take that step of faith to move forward,
也交托在你的手中
we put them in your hands.
父啊，让我们相信我们的主复活了
let us believe that our Lord has indeed resurrected.
就让您复活的生命与我们相遇
so that our lives can come in and encounter your life.
重燃我们的生命
to reignite our life.
把我们这祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
感谢天父今天借何传道给我们传讲了这么美好的复活节的讯息。啊，现在是我们奉献的时间，奉献是基督徒对我们主爱的一个回应，也是我们的一个本分。若是我们当中有未信主的朋友们不了解奉献意义的，您不需要奉献，帮我们把奉献袋传给下一位就可以了。那我们在奉献的时候呢，让我们一起来唱这首《因他活着》。第一节我们就先来用英文来唱，好吗？一起来。
God sent His Son, they call Him Jesus.Because I know 有一天，唯独神铭刻人生。
来做奉献的祷告。慈爱的天父，我们何等的感恩，今天我们能够站在这里一起同心的来敬拜你，带着感恩的心来纪念你宝贵的儿子耶稣基督为我们受死复活。主，我们谢谢你照着自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里的复活重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着那不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为我们存留在天上的基业。主，我们谢谢你，我们这些蒙恩、蒙信你、信靠你能力保守的人，必能得着你所预备的，到末世定要显现的救恩。愿我们今天的奉献，愿我们现在在这里同心合意的祷告，都蒙你的悦纳。我们这样感恩祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿们。好，大家请坐。接下来是家事报告的时间啊，我们把重点跟大家说一下。第一个就是下个周一，就是未来的周一，明天是复活节的公众假期，所以整个教会休息一天，所有的活动都是暂停的。第二，我们非常的感恩，我们四十日的祷告生活在进行很好的进行当中，我们一共有52个小组哈，在一同的进行四十日的祷告生活。我们请一会儿结束后，这些小组长在外廊去领取小组长这个要填写的调查表，这些表格是请小组长填写就可以了。4月15号那个主日呢要交回，谢谢你们啊，完全的摆上和付出。接下来向大家报告的一个就是2018年我们有孩子的暑期日营和宿营哈，这个对不同的年龄的孩子有不同的营会和要求，请大家注意看这个周报上所登的。然后特别要留意的家长就是下个主日4月8号开始接受报名，其他的请大家自行阅读。
好，我们现在欢迎我们第一次来的新嘉宾，好，我们的新朋友。当我念到您的名字，请您站起来。We want to welcome all of you who come to church the first time. If I have your name here, please stand and receive our welcome. 我们有两位的朋友，万小斌还有敖秋平 ，Alice and Ben 在我们中间吗？请起立好吗？好，我们接受我们的欢迎。好，非常欢迎两位。好，请坐。接下来呢是燕京弟兄，是燕堂弟兄了，我们热烈的掌声来欢迎他，好不好？非常高兴看到您。还有没有是第一次？刚才你进来的时候没有机会填写这个新人名单的，有没有这样的朋友？也请站起来好吗？我们从这两区开始，有没有是第一次来的新朋友？请站起来，让我们接受我们的欢迎。好，这边有没有？这两区有没有第一次来的？还有这边。咦，有两位，非常欢迎你们，非常欢迎。还有，好，感谢主。好，我们非常感谢我们的阿爸父上帝。城美教会呢，是一所我们是使命的教会，是上帝 给我们在人生当中给我们有使命，活出一个使命，是圣经告诉我们的。除了相信耶稣基督之外，我们每一个人都有独特性，都是有使命的。我们是为到这样的一个上帝的给我们的目的，我们建立这样的一个教会。所以欢迎大家，屏幕上呢已经有我们这个我们的迎新会哈，我们待会儿呢崇拜结束，我们就有一个的迎新员到新朋友的身边，我们会盼望您能够留步，有我们一点点对教会的介绍，请不要错过啊！我们教会里面从周一一直到周日，我们都有很多的活动，特别是我们很多的信仰班，希望大家能够参加，还有我们的小组。我们感谢主，让我们能够庆祝今天在一年一度的，也是我们最大最开心的一个耶稣基督复活节，让我们一起的站立。赞美真神万福之源，世上万民都当颂扬，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，天使天君赞美主名，赞美圣父神子圣灵，赞美真神，赞美真神，低头，用信心来接受从上帝来的赐福。但愿耶稣基督的恩惠、天父上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动与我们同在，从今时直到永永远远。阿们。我们大家请坐，默祷主三会。我在外面，欢迎大家。